You're listening to episode 29 of the Afros and Pixie Dust podcast, The Disney Hype Beast with The Disney Hype Beast. Hey, Dis friends. Welcome to episode 29 of the Afros and Pixie Dust podcast. I am your host, June. Earlier this week, Disney flexed their Twitter fingers and dropped a massive thread, sharing a good portion of the content that will be available on Disney Plus, and folks went bonkers. We're less than a month away from this launch, and I don't know about you, but I scheduled a nice stretch off from work and have my stretchy pants on deck. I still need to sit down and make a spreadsheet of what I want to watch and when. So if y'all have any suggestions or already have your lineup planned, message me on Instagram at Afros and Pixie Dust, because I want to know what y'all are hyped to see. This week's guest is the Disney Hype Beast. He's been going to the Disney park since he was a toddler, and he still visits as often as he can. His Disney vlog and Instagram page has some of the funniest videos I've ever seen, and I love how he blends his street style with Disney fashion. I've been following him on Instagram for quite some time now, and I didn't even realize until a few days before this interview that I didn't know his name. So we decided to reveal it on the show. Don't ever say I don't be having them exclusives for y'all, okay? And without further ado, let's get into my conversation with the Disney Hype Beast. Hello, Disney Hype Beast. Welcome to the show.
Yo, 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 what's going on?
The Disney Hype Beast. I'm sorry, you know, you got to give honor where it's due. You know, you are the Disney Hype Beast, and I do think that you earn that title 100%, so I'm going to give you your props. I've been following you for a while, and I've just realized that I didn't know your name. I don't know how many people out there do, but would you...
People don't know my name. It's funny, because, like, I've met so many people through the Disneygram or Instagram, and, like, whenever we, like, meet up, I'm just like, oh, wait. I don't know their name. I don't think we ever introduced, like, our name. Like, I only know their handles. But allow me to introduce myself. I'm the Disney Hype Beast. My real name is Matt. Everyone calls me Rice. Not to be confused with Rice Gum. Shout out to Rice Gum. But, yeah, that's me.
Awesome. Can I ask you how you got the name Rice?
It's kind of a long story, but I'll keep it short. Basically, I got, like, a very diverse group of friends back in the day when I used to, like, skateboard, and we had, like, this little skate team, and everyone had, like, their own nicknames. And when it came down to me, people were just like, oh, what should we name Matt? And I was just like, I don't even know. And then every time that, like, people came to my house to, like, chill, like, there was always a pot of rice cooking. My mom always had a pot of rice cooking. I was always eating, like, every meal with rice, and everyone was just like, yo, just call him Rice, and then just stuck with me.
Okay. Well, that works.
Yeah, it's dope. But, I mean, it's easy to remember. I mean, I like it. A lot of people think it's racist, but I dig it.
Right. You know the story behind it. So, yeah I feel you. So, do you want to start off by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. I'm Disney Graham's very own, the Disney Hype Beast. I'm obsessed with streetwear. Sneakers, Supreme mostly, Yeezys, Jordans, whatever you want to call it. I'm currently in school right now. I'm going to school for film production. I guess this whole Disneygram era type thing kind of made me go for this drive and made me chase my dreams into film production. Is always something I want to do. So I'm currently in school for that. And I currently have my own YouTube channel, The Disney Hype Beast, as well, if you guys aren't subscribed to me. And, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Cool. So when did your love of Disney first start? Do you remember?
I would say when I was about, I guess, when I was a little kid, when I was like 3, my dad used to work for Disney. So he would always like take me and my brother, my sister, my whole family to Disney World or the theme parks. I mean, that was basically our Disney plug back in the day. So we used to go all the time. So, I mean, ever since I like stepped in, I still remember my first theme park was Epcot. I remember walking into Epcot and just looking at Spaceship Earth. I'm just like, dang, as a 3-year-old kid, I've been going to Disney World since I was 3, and I'm 28 now. So I'm going for 25 years and it just doesn't get old.
So you liked Epcot as a kid?
It was my first theme park that I went to. As a kid, I mean, I really liked obviously Magic Kingdom because I'm a short guy. I was a really short kid when I was younger. So like Magic Kingdom was probably my favorite because that was like the most where I can like go on rides and stuff. Like Hollywood Studios and Animal Kingdom. I couldn't really get on most of the rides there. So, I mean, Magic Kingdom was probably my favorite park back then.
Mm-hmm, I feel you. So, do you have a favorite Disney movie or show?
Movie? I would say, of all time, I would say Toy Story. Just because I had so many memories watching that movie. And I remember, like, during that era, during Christmas time, it was like the best Christmas ever. Like my mom bought me, like, I remember opening the presents and it was RC. I had the titanium Buzz Lightyear. I don't even know if it was called titanium, but it was like the silver shiny Buzz Lightyear. I don't know if you ever seen it. And I got that one and Woody all in one present. And it was like the best Christmas ever. I guess that's how I relate to Toy Story. But, I mean, either that, Toy Story, or Lion King. I know Lion King is just the OG, you know?
It's the GOAT. It's the GOAT. It's undefeated. I don't think they could ever come out with something so iconic. I think the timing of it, the story, the music, it's unmatched. Yeah. So is there a particular character that you identify with most?
Ooh, a character? That, I don't know. I never really thought about it. I don't know. Can you relate me to a character? I never really thought about that. Maybe Max? Goofy movie? I don't know.
Yeah, you're like a Max. I could see you as a Max.
Max maybe? I don't know. I was me and my girlfriend were Bobby and Stacy from there. I mean, I guess
Bobby. No, yeah. You're more of a Bobby.
I don't know. I've never really thought about that. Like, who I, like, really relate to as in, like, a Disney character.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess whoever's listening, if you guys know who I relate to, please let me know.
Yeah. And then you have to cosplay them. So I know you have the streetwear. I'm going to get into that soon. But is there another way that you like to express your fandom?
Like in clothing, I guess?
Like in Disney fandom. Like, are you a low-key pin collector? Do you like to Disney bound? Do you like...
Somewhat. And when it comes to Disney bounding, because it's... I don't know. Like, I've tried to Disney bound. I don't know. It's just, like, not my... It's like... I don't know. I've never really got into like pins and stuff. I just love going to the parks and love all the movies. And I don't know when it comes to like that pin trading. And I mean, I have Disney bound before. Like I've done a few Disney bounds, as in like I did Carl from Up. I did Kim Possible. I guess when I did Bobby and Stacy with my girlfriend. I guess that's like the only like Disney or expressing myself in fandom kind of way. But I mean, other than that, it's just going to the parks and having fun, really.
Yeah. I think you're like a thrill ride type of person. Yeah. That's cool. I don't know. Like, I can do them. Well, the Disney ones I'm okay with, 'cause they're not too intense. I don't know. I guess maybe I'm getting old. Like, I can only do them credit coaster once, like per trip. It's just too much. And it's not even that big of a ride, but
Do you go to Disneyland a lot?
I've been twice so far. Going back later this year, so I'm excited, but
I went like 3 times last year. I think I'm due for another trip, but I was single back then. Yeah,
it's cheaper.
exactly.
I feel you. So, how often do you go to the parks?
I would say about 2 3 times a week. Like going, I'm actually going tonight. Well, not to a park, but I guess like to a resort. It's me and my girlfriend's 9 month anniversary, so I'm gonna treat her to, she doesn't know yet.
Okay.
But we're going to Flying Fish. I don't know if you've ever been there.
No, I haven't.
But I mean, it's like, it's either like we go to a park, or I mean, we can just go to like Disney Springs for dinner or something. It's not like we go to the park every day, but I mean, I'm like 2 exits away from the entrance of Walt Disney World, so it's like it's just so easy for us to just get out and go to the park whenever we want to.
Yeah, that's where I get jealous because, like, I mean, it's so dope. You can, first of all, you get the resident price, and then you can just like pop in or pop out. You don't have to like for me, I'm camping. We got our water cooler, we got snacks, I got my hiking stick because we're gonna spend the whole day there because I don't know when I'm coming back. But when you're local, you can just pop in, pop out, do this, do that. So I get a
It's
little jealous.
crazy, like now that I think of it, it's like, yeah, like whenever we get bored, it's like, all right, let's just go to Epcot, let's just have a few snacks and then come back. Or it's like if we go to the parks, like if we plan to go to the parks and it's like too hot, like it's like, all right, let's just go back home and then come back in the afternoon when it's cooler.
Right. You don't have to worry about crowd calendars and all of that. That's dope. So, what are some of your favorite things to do when you're in the parks?
Eat, probably. Eat. I'm not that much of a drinker anymore. When I first started going like heavy, like I used to go to Epcot a lot and just drink around the world. But now it's just, I guess, mostly just getting content and eating, going on rides. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Is there a particular park that you have as like your favorite?
Right now, I would say Studios is coming back. Studios is definitely coming back. With Toy Story Land just opening, Star Wars, Galaxy's Edge just opening as well. They got that new ride coming out. And the new Mickey's, what is it called? Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railroad?
Yeah, you got it.
I want to say like Hollywood Studios and Epcot probably within like the next 2 years. It's crazy. It's like my favorites like literally like jump around ever so often because it's always changing.
It's true. I think they kind of do that so that one park doesn't get too, I guess, over like flooded with guests, maybe. Because they do spread the love around with a lot of the changes. Like, when Seven Dwarfs came out, then Magic Kingdom was like overwhelmed, and then Pandora, then Animal Kingdom was just like the place to be. And now Hollywood Studios is getting a lot of love, and then for the anniversary, Epcot's gonna be like a scene. So I think that's cool. That's cool. So you call yourself the Disney Hype Beast. Why do you call yourself the Disney Hype Beast? You kind of said it before, but
I mean, I created my Instagram because I had like my personal page and I just started posting like a whole bunch of Disney pictures. And then most of my friends were like, yo, man, you go to Disney a lot. And I was like, man, maybe I should start a Disney gram. Like at the time, like I didn't really know like what the Disney gram was. Like all I really knew was Raven, the at the time she was the Disney dorm, and her and the Lost Bros. And then I was just like, there's like this whole community of like Disney people that like, I guess, post pictures like just like how we do. And I was like, wait, what can I do to, I guess, be in this Disney community? So I was just like, all right, I guess I'll become the Disney hypebeast, because I wanted to share the culture of being a hypebeast and my love for Disney, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I love it. I think it's cool. I think it's very original. I found your account very early in my Disneygram life. And I was like, oh, I like this. So I like what you do. So how many sneakers do you own? Or do you call them sneakers? Do you call them trainers? Like, what is the proper vernacular?
I call them shoes. Shoes.
I mean, okay.
Shoes, whatever. I mean, let's just say I have a sneaker wall of 32. It literally goes from the floor to my ceiling. And 32... of those container boxes, those shoe container boxes. I don't know if you've ever seen those. Mm-hmm. But that's not even all my shoes. Like, I have, like, shoes, like, scattered everywhere, like, around my house, like, in, like, the front door shoe rack, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would say about 40-ish total, but the ones, like, I really care about, I guess, we'll count that 32.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite pair?
My favorite pair... I would say, I mean, one that really means the most to me would be my very first pair of Yeezys, the Pirate Black B1s. It was the very first pair of Yeezys that I got. I won them in a raffle. And I remember, like, I was working at home at the time, and I got a phone call, and I missed it. And they left me a voicemail, and it was from Champs. And they're like, hey, we just want to let you know you won the raffle. Please pick them up by this weekend. And as soon as I heard that, like, I dropped my phone. I was like, no freaking way. No way. And, like, and at the time, that was when Kanye came out with Life of Pablo, his album, Life of Pablo. And what was that song? Facts, where it's like Yeezy over Jumpman. I don't know if you ever heard that. And I remember, like, on the way when I picked up those shoes, like, I was blasting Facts, like, all the way there on repeat. And I got them. I was just like, holy crap. Like, I have a pair of Yeezys in my hand. Like, I don't think I'll ever, like, resell them ever. A close second to that shoe is obviously my a custom that I got made. Shout out to my boy Ken Sneak Prince. He made this custom pair of Vans that's, like, I'm the only one that has them. It's geared to me. I know if you're familiar with Off-White or Virgil Abloh.
Mm-hmm.
Collabs with Nike, and basically he does. I can actually show you. I know we're on video right now. The people aren't going to see them, but I'll show you right now.
Okay.
it's this pair right here.
Yeah, I've seen them. I told you I follow you.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally like me in a sneaker. Like, it has my name on here, basically all my, I guess, my birth year. It's just basically all me in a sneaker. And I'm the only one that has it, which is dope. And look at that. It has a hidden Mickey.
Yes. Oh, it says off? I love it. That's dope.
Yeah, it's like my other pride and joy.
Yeah. And you keep them clean. Good for you. You don't want to see my sneaker collection. No, it's bad. Yeah, because I don't even keep them in boxes.
You don't keep them in boxes?
No. It's bad.
I have, yeah, I never throw away my boxes just in case, like, I need to sell them. Because, I mean, the value always keeps in sneakers. Like, I just sold two pairs of Yeezys the other day for, like, $400.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe I'll find a box.
Crazy. Like, that's why I always keep the boxes. I always keep them clean just in case, like, I need to sell them, you know?
Yeah. I have, like, one pair that I'm like, oh, I should probably sell. But they're, like, I did this chicken and waffle Disney bound. And I got, like, chicken and waffle dunks.
Oh, the SBs. Yeah.
Yeah. And I probably should treat them much. Huh?
There's like syrup, like dripping syrup on them too, right?
I think so. Let me see. Hold on. They're right here. don't judge me. Yeah, these.
Yeah, they got dripping syrup on the check. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're kind of clean. I don't know. Yeah, I should do better.
SBs are coming back.
All right. I'll find a box. So, you like to show off your shoes in the parks. What shoes do you recommend for like a full day in the park?
Any type of runner, really. I mean, I like to wear obviously Yeezy Boost. Any type of, because I know Yeezys are obviously, they can get kind of expensive. People are not going to pay $200 just for a comfortable pair of shoes. But I mean, Adidas Boost is like a freaking lifesaver. Like, it's literally like you're walking on clouds. Like, I mean, you could literally like find like a cheap pair in the outlets for like under $100, $80. But I mean, it is literally like NASA was basically who created Boost. And it's like the guy, I remember going into Adidas and I was trying to figure out what Boost was. And he was telling me about the material, and he was saying like if someone were to run over the Boost part, it would literally come right back up, and there would be no creases or anything. And that's what sold me to Boost. And like, I don't know if you have a pair of Boost, but it's literally like the most comfortable thing ever.
A pair, but I need to get one.
I'm telling you, you'll go to Adidas, go buy a pair of Boost. And it's literally life changing. It's crazy.
Okay. I'm sold. I gotta see the styles, but I'm gonna get it. Okay. So besides shoes, like what are some of your favorite brands that you like to kind of rock in the parks?
Supreme, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
People can't see the butt. I got almost everything Supreme. Support my small shops. Shout out to 100 Acre Hood. Shout out to my boy Chad. I mean, he's really like the only like small shop that really gets my style. Like, there's no other like Disney, I guess, small shop that's like into like streetwear, and basically 100 Acre Hood is my style for Disney. Like, if mm-hmm. looking for like a hype streetwear type of brand, definitely 100 Acre Hood is definitely the way to go. Discount code hype 100. But yeah, I mean, I wear a lot of vintage. I got into a lot of vintage Disney. That's pretty much it. I mean, compared to like the newer like Disney merch, I take that back. Disney merch is actually coming back with like their style. Like, their older style is like kind of cheesy, but now like I feel like they're getting into like, they're kind of catching on of like what the small shops are doing. So it's like their merch is actually on point now. But for me, I like the vintage look. Honestly, the quality is a lot better. And it's just, it brings back good memories when I was a kid. Like, I'm wearing Disney vintage right now. I don't know if people can't see it, but you can. Yeah. It's just more of that, like, that retro look when it comes mm-hmm. to vintage. And that's typically my style.
Yeah. Yeah, Disney's really, they're trying. They're realizing that their market is larger than they probably assumed it was. And so now I think they are doing a lot more collaborations and licensing with brands that, you know, have better style, I guess you can say. But I mean, the price tag is a little but you know, you're gonna pay it if you like it. So yeah. That's the thing about us Disney fans, we'll pay it. They know that
exactly. Yeah.
So you have your vlog, the Disney Hype Beast.
Yep.
What is it about?
I guess I'm like kind of like testing waters. Like, I do vlogs, I have videos of like unboxings. I do like challenges where like don't know if you saw the one where I dressed my dad like a hype beast. My last video was like a room tour at Saratoga Springs at the one bedroom villa. So like, I mean, right now I'm like testing waters just to see what people like. And honestly, just trying to put any type of content out there because YouTube is freaking hard. Like, Instagram is just so, it's easier to just take a picture and then post. But when it comes to YouTube, like you got to film, you got to edit that thing. Like a 10-minute video can take like 2 days, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, right now, like I have an editor, shout out my boy CJ, Film Pino. He's a UCF film student right now. And like I got time to film, but I ain't got time to edit. So like some of my videos, like I just film all the content. I just send him all my content and then I just tell him what I want and then he edits the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, the stuff you have up, I love. I'm always laughing at all your videos. I loved the room tour. It was like classic Cribs. I was like, dang, you really caught the essence.
Yeah, I wanted to do like an original thing. Like just how like MTV did it with like the music and just like the B-roll. And I was like, how can I make this funny? I was like, all right, I'm just going to like flex on like all like the, just like on like the simple things, like a paper towel roll. What else did I put in there? Like the full refrigerator. Cause I mean, most Disney resorts, like they don't, it's just two beds and then a TV, you know, and a bathroom.
Right.
And like, that was my first time at or staying at a villa. So I was just like, all right, I'm just going to have fun with it.
Yeah, well, you got me open because I was like, oh, I gotta stay at Saratoga Springs now.
It is freaking nice.
Okay.
It's like just having like so much room and all the amenities at that resort is just insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I loved it the way you did it. You did the thing, so keep going. I mean, if you get time, keep doing it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm working on some other stuff too. Maybe a podcast of my own. We'll see.
Better. I'm telling you, it's a great medium. So I encourage everyone to do it because, I mean, the edit, it's still a bit of editing. It's definitely not maybe the same time as video, but, you know,
it's similar. Yeah.
Yeah, it's similar, but you can definitely get it done in a good amount, in like less time than having to edit a video and whatnot. Yeah. So,
because it's literally like all one take. Like you don't have to worry about like getting this angle and then the shot and mm-hmm. at a certain time, you know.
Exactly, and you can do it in your pajamas.
Yeah.
No makeup, none of that. You good? You just, you know, say what you got to say and let people listen, see if they agree or not. So, yeah, I definitely believe podcasting is cool. But you have some videos on your Instagram. Like, there was one, I think it was, I don't know if it was your birthday, but you were, like, playing tag on Tom Sawyer Island, I think.
Oh, okay.
That one killed me. Like, I was done.
That was, like, I did, like, a whole series where I used a different Supreme accessory or like a Supreme item at the theme parks. Because what inspired me is that one of like one of the most popular, I guess, hypebeast Instagrammers or YouTubers, his name's Eric Whiteback. Shout out Eric Whiteback. Him and his brother, they did like a whole month of like Supreme sports. So I was like, wait, how can I like incorporate that with Disney? And then I was like, wait, maybe I could use like a different accessory. But then I was like, wait, I don't have that many Supreme accessories. Like, maybe instead of a month I could do like a week. And then I did it, and then I was just like, it was crazy. It like blew up. That was like one of like the most like successful like series I ever did, and it was fun. I'm definitely gonna do another one probably this season. I just need to get more accessories. I only have so many accessories, you know.
I'm telling you, well, you know, you should start sending out them pitches because Supreme, I mean, you're putting them on probably to a whole nother demographic
Yeah.
that they might not have thought of. So think it's worthwhile. Like, the Band-Aid one took me out. Like, I was done after that.
Yeah, like, it was so funny because a lot of people were like, did you really make yourself bleed? And I was like, no, it was just fake blood. But it looked real, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, people thought I used ketchup, but nah, it's just fake blood from Party City.
Yeah.
Dollar. I was like, all right.
That was epic.
That was probably one of my favorite series. What else did I do? I did the marker one. I used a marker. I used a Supreme marker, and I got like an autograph from Mickey. I went to Flower and Garden and I planted seeds. I used Supreme seeds and watered them with a Supreme water bottle. I brushed my teeth at the toothpaste wall. What else did I do? It was like a whole bunch of dumb stuff. I used a shower cap on Splash Mountain. Supreme shower cap on Splash Mountain. Dang, I don't even know what the other one was. Oh, is Supreme that? Soft drops. That was with my girlfriend. Shout out to my girlfriend, because like I come up with like all these dumb ideas, and I'm just like, are you down to do this? And she's always down to do it.
That's, I mean, some real one.
Stuff, yeah. There's some stuff that where she's like, that. I mean, there's some stuff that I have that I just haven't posted just because it's just kind of it's kind of iffy. But yeah, shout out to her, because if it wasn't for her, none of my like content would be out there.
Shout out to her. You better shower her with all the, I don't know what they serve at Flying Fish.
Yeah, but surprisingly, I've never been there, but I heard their steak is actually better than their seafood, which is funny. And what's funny, I don't know if you've ever been to La Cellière, mm-hmm. steakhouse at Epcot. Mm-hmm. I heard that their seafood is actually better than their steak.
Naturally. Yeah, I had the chicken when I went.
I don't know what to get. I was eyeing the menu. I was honestly thinking about getting like the New York strip, but I might just go with the seafood. I mean, it is a seafood restaurant, but we'll see.
Get the steak. Little. But you gotta get a filet, no?
Yeah.
I guess to each his own. I know New York strip is,
I'll get the steak. I'll tell my girl to get the seafood, and then we'll split it.
There you go. You're thinking like a couple now. That's it. You got to do it. So can you tell us a little bit about Stacey and your infatuation for her?
Stacey J?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay. So honestly, I really didn't know who she was, because I didn't really stay at the Disney resorts. And then Chad from 100 Acre, he was the one that actually introduced me. And then to Stacey, I was like, who are you talking about? He's like, yeah, Stacey J. Aswa. You don't know Stacey J. Aswa? I was like, no, who is Stacey J. Aswa? And he was like, and then I just like looked her up, and I was like, oh, that's the lady from the planning videos. And I don't know, it's just like, it's just so funny going to like, whenever you're staying at a Disney resort and she's like on the TV like all day. It's like, that's a Disney must do. It's just great, you know? Like, every night before bed, like, when you're staying at a Disney resort, turn on TV, Stacey J. Aswa.
Mm-hmm. She's, like, a part of the family. She's on the trip with you.
She's great. I love her. Shout out to Jay.
I wonder where she is right now. On someone's TV screen.
Oh, she's always like posting pictures of her cat on her Instagram. I don't know if you follow her on Instagram, but yeah.
I don't, but now I gotta find this
little cat.
Okay. Shout out to Stacey's cat.
And like, she's like the best, like, I guess Disney, I don't even know what you even call those, I guess resort TV people.
Mm-hmm.
There's, yeah. Host. I guess that's the right word. Disney host. Because I mean, like, there's a new one. I don't even know what her name was. But yeah, it's like nothing compared to Stacey. Like, Stacey just has that Disney personality, like that quirky personality, you know?
Shout out to Stacy. You got a fandom over here.
You know what's funny is that I always like blow up her page. Like I always tag her in like the dumbest like giveaways or just I don't know, just like anything that where I think would be like funny to like tag her in. And I don't know, I feel like she sees it and she's like, oh my god, this kid again. But Stacy, if you listen to this, I love you. I'll tag you when this comes out.
Props to Stacy. So you do Saturdays Are For the Boys on Instagram. Can you tell us a little bit of what that's about?
Yeah, so basically every Saturday, I haven't done it in a while. I guess people just ran out of submissions, I guess. But yeah, like Saturdays For the Boys is basically every Saturday, I shout out to the homies. Because, I mean, when I started Instagram, like, I noticed, dang, this is, like, women dominated.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Like, just one day, I was just like, yo, like, where are all the homies at? And then I was just like, all right, let me just come out with another series. Let me just see how this will work out. And then I did, like, the first week. I shouted out, like, 10 dudes. And then it just, like, blew up, like. Like a whole bunch of like dudes just like hit me up, be like, yo, can I be on next Saturdays For the Boys? Post this. And I'm just like, yo, all right, I got you. And then what I wanted to do was like do like a little intro, like a video intro. I had some people, some of my friends like send me videos like that are basically just saying like Saturdays Are For the Boys. Cause what Saturdays Are For the Boys, where it came from was it was like a college like frat boy like type thing where it's like basically Saturdays Are For the Boys and get drunk, you know. I don't know if you ever seen like the Saturdays Are For the Boys videos. I think it was like Barstool that came up with it. It's just like, I don't know, it's just like a saying, I guess. And then that brought me to creating that series. But yeah, back to the video. I had like a whole bunch of submissions where my friends like recorded themselves saying like Saturdays Are For the Boys, but I guess it kind of like died out. So I didn't get a chance to like edit the video and then put out another series. But yeah, if you guys want to get shout outs Saturdays For the Boys and want to bring it back, just send me a DM, send me a picture, and I'll shout you guys out. Because there's not that many Disney dudes out there, and I feel like I just wanted to showcase them and show the Disney dudes some love, you know? Because, I mean, yeah, like, the Disney gram is dominated by women, which is awesome. I mean, if you're a single dude, I'm telling you, join the Disney gram. How do you think I found my girlfriend? The Disney gram. It's great.
Facts. No, it's true. And it's funny because people talk about that. It's like a lot of women talk about that. Like, Lord, let me find a Disney loving man. Like, that's some people's prayer. So maybe you should start like a dating service or something. But
honestly, like, I had this whole skit. I don't know if you ever heard of Mouse Mingle.
A little bit.
It's like, so it's basically like dating, but for Disney loving people. And I had this whole skit down, like it was supposed to be with, I don't know if you saw the last skit that I did with like the fake proposal where I I was about to propose to my girlfriend, but I basically tricked everyone and cleaned her shoes. But basically I was going to do this whole skit, including that, where I met my girlfriend through Mouse Mingle, and I was going to do this whole, like, I don't know, just being dumb and finding her through Mouse Mingle, but it figures out that you got to pay for it. I was like, because like we found, like we both created Mouse Mingle accounts, and then like I was gonna find her through Mouse Mingle, and the thing there is like, I guess their version of Tinder swipe, like swiping to the right, would be a wink. So then I sent her a wink, and then when it came to like sending her a message, it was like, oh, to use this feature, you got to pay $12.99. So I'm just like, what the heck? So scratch that whole skit out, and then I was like, all right, I'm just going to use this.
Yeah. I mean, naturally, they got to make money somehow.
Yeah, but I mean, like, when it, if you're trying to, like, be, like, a dating service, like, be like the other, like, good dating services or online dating services like Tinder and Bumble. There's so many other ones I've never heard of. Like, my coworker, she was telling me about it. It was like coffee and a bagel. And then there's like another one. I think it's like Hook or Hinge. That's what it's called. And I was like, dang, like I've been out of like the online dating scene for like forever. I don't even know what these are.
I don't know anything about that, but sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, if you're a single guy and you're looking for a Disney lover, make a Disneygram and slide in those DMs. That's all I got to say.
It's true. I'm just saying. I'm not going to deny it because there's a need. The thirst is real out here.
Oh, boy.
So... do you have a favorite Disney moment or memory?
Besides me and my girlfriend on the Disneygram, I would say when I did the 6-park challenge, I did all 6. I don't know if you were following me back then, but I did all 6 Disney parks in the U.S. in 24 hours. So I started off at Disneyland, and I went to California Adventure, took a plane. Landed in Orlando at like 8 a.m. I took a nap at my house for like an hour. And then I went to, Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, Magic Kingdom, and then Epcot. Or I think it was Epcot and then Magic Kingdom. And I was dead. I did vlog it, but like when it came to editing, like I just didn't like how the footage came out. It was like too long, and I was just like, you know what? I'm just gonna keep it on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
There's just like some things like with YouTube and stuff. Like I had so much like content that I filmed for YouTube that when it came to like editing, that I just didn't like it. And I mean, I could have had more videos, but I'm a strong believer in quality over quantity. So I just had to throw that video out. But that was definitely. Probably the most craziest Disney day memory I ever had. I was freaking tired at the very end of the day.
I mean, that's goals. I do remember when you did it. I still remember it because I was contemplating doing it, but I was going to Disneyland with my 2 kids by myself, and I was like, I can't put them through that. They would never forgive me. So. I mean,
you have kids. It's, man, that's probably tough. That's probably impossible, but I mean, yeah, when I did it by myself, I ran into some people, but I just kept it moving. It was literally like, I was literally like, my followers were like, dude, are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? And I did it. It was nuts.
That's definitely on my bucket list. 6 parks one day. I'm going to do it someday, hopefully soon.
I forgot his name. He did basically all Disney parks in the world in like 72 hours. I think he did it before Shanghai opened.
Okay.
But that's like goals right there.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I could do that in a year, but I feel like, I guess if you've been there already, because that's a lot of flying in 72 hours. Like, are you getting your money's worth? You must've been using air miles or something.
Yeah. I forgot. I just read an article that he did it in 72 hours. And I was like, dang, that's like goals right there. But I've never been to an international park, but that's next on my bucket list. Me and my girlfriend are planning on going to Electroland, which is basically like an EDM music festival, but at Disneyland Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Like before, like my Disneygram days, like I was all about going to music festivals and put 2 of my favorite things together, EDM and Disney. Like, that's, like, insane. Like, a music festival in front of Tower of Terror. Like, where do they do that at?
Exactly.
In the U.S.
Well, you better get the footage because we need that YouTube video. We need that vlog. I'm just saying.
Definitely have one for sure.
That's gonna be dope. So, what is one thing about yourself that you would like everyone to know?
That everyone to know? Dang. I don't know. I'm not that interesting. But follow my Instagram. Follow my YouTube, I guess. Both my piece. Look out for new things that are coming out. Like I said before, I might be coming out with a podcast as well. Shout out to your podcast. Shout out to the very first podcast that I ever been on. I wonder how I'm so excited for how this turns out. How this comes out.
It's gonna be dope. Well, thank you so much for being on. I really, really appreciate it. Thanks for taking your time out before your big anniversary dinner. I hope it goes splendidly. And so you're on Instagram and YouTube. Is anywhere else that people can find you?
YouTube, Instagram, that's pretty much it. That's all. So I did create a TikTok, but I haven't gotten to that yet. I misspelled my name, so right now you can find me at the Disney Hype Beast, but instead of the T, it's a G. I misspelled it, but they won't let me change the name until after 30 days.
Oh man.
So I think I'm almost at that mark, but once I change the name, I'm probably gonna start creating content on TikTok too. Oh, just because I like making videos. I feel like that's where I get the most engagement on my page is through videos, and I enjoy making those videos. So I'm probably gonna be on TikTok a lot, but for the most part, mostly Instagram. Try to be on YouTube and soon TikTok.
Well, I'll be looking for it. I love your content.
Thank you.
And I'm excited to see what you have in store because you're dope, bro. Thank you once again for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You just heard my conversation with Matt, aka the Disney Hype Beast. Be sure to check him out on Instagram and YouTube. And if you're a Disney dude, reach out to him and let's get these Saturdays Before the Boys shoutouts back up and running. The PLC-owned small business for this episode is Cera. It is a plant-based toothpaste company that is redefining the way we see oral care. Check out their stuff at www.cerasmiles.com. And as always, if you've enjoyed what you've heard, please be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and share this podcast with all of your friends. And also be sure to join the Afros and Pixie Dust Facebook group so we can chat more about Disney style. So until next time, never stop deep conditioning or pursuing your happiness.